Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. Today is the second episode of Season 9, and we're continuing on the theme of love and understanding our energetic imprints and how our perceptions create our reality and how our reality of our experiences can be influenced by other incarnations. So sometimes we can be carrying around the energetic imprints in different layers of our energy field, so the mental field, or the physical field, or the emotional field, so the astral body, that are clouding our perception of our current experiences, especially in the field of romance. Today is a very personal episode. Absolutely had no idea that I was going to do this episode. I know last week I alluded to it, but I thought I was going to do a totally different case study. Today, I am sharing with you an example of how deep some wounds can be, that they can actually be from different incarnations in totally different dimensions and planets, not just planets, but also dimensions. And so these, when they are not healed, they basically layer upon each other. If you imagine like a sponge cake or a trifle, if they're not healed, then they just become deeper and deeper imprints. So that especially when we are put back into the same situation where these energetic imprints were created in the first place, we will begin to self-sabotage ourselves because our soul recognizes the energetic imprint and says, oh no, I'm not going down here again. To add another layer to that, if you like, maybe it's just the cherry on top. If you have met a certain soul in many lifetimes and they have not healed a particular wound, then they will continue to play that wound out. There are a number of things that you can do in the life between lives to set up soul contracts to help each other. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all about free will. And so you may set up a soul contract in the life between lives with this person, with this soul, who will incarnate as a certain personality or individual that you will set up to meet at a certain time and place. Now, if you have a long history of meeting up, and the same events happening just in different settings, you may set up some safeguards for yourself because we can't force another person to do the work. They'll do the work when they're ready. And it's important to understand in this episode that there is no judgment that we should place upon the souls that we are interacting with because evolution and understanding is very personal and can only be done when the soul is ready. It's all done in divine timing, and we should never, ever judge, as hard as it may be, ourselves versus another person's being more spiritually advanced or less spiritually advanced or whatever. It's just, you've met them again, you've agreed to do something, let's see how it plays out. So I would like to let you know that in this case study that you're about to see, it's done in two parts. I'm going to show you two sessions and I will join them together with a break in the middle. The point is to show you that this particular wound was so deep that it entangled many of my incarnations. And in this particular session, I've used a very skilled practitioner, Dawn Katina, who helped me disentangle them, not one by one, but at once. So this episode is about negative experiences in love. If you'd like to know a bit more about the practitioner, her name is Dawn Katina, and unfortunately at the moment Dawn Katina is very ill. You can find out about her on her website, dawnkatina.com. And she does have a Instagram site where she has a GoFundMe up at the moment to help with her healing. So we send lots of love and divine light to Dawn to hope that she heals very soon. I would like to thank her for helping me through this. This session was conducted a couple of years ago now. The reason that I brought it up today is that, as I always do, I tend to do the healing work myself for each episode and each podcast season that we go through. So this was originally intended to be as part of a series of 10 sessions that Dawn and I were doing to write a book about animals and the particular soulful impact that animals have had upon my healing journey over all incarnations, because it was a real surprise to me when I did my Akashic Records Animal Spirit Guide session with Cindy Porter to see the extent to which I have an affinity for animals. And so Dawn Katina is an animal communicator, and she is butterfly healing effect is her modality that she created. And at the time, we were going to write a book about my connections to animals. And we did a number of sessions on animals that came through. And in this session, the animals come through for me, the ocean animals and also Egyptian animals, very powerfully to help me heal this very deep wound. I can tell you I am still healing it today because it's in layers as well. I've been experiencing extreme pain in my knee and my hip, which is a lot of perceptions, beliefs, unhealed emotions. And so today I sat down the last 2 days to do this episode and was completely blocked and had to go and do some pretty powerful sound healings with Tom Kenyon to help the heart chakra open up. And then I re-watched these two full podcast sessions, so these two full butterfly healing sessions with Dawn, to reactivate the energy, to get new perspectives, and to see how it was that this was the right time to share this. Obviously, this is about my personal dating life, and the name of the person who I was dating has been bleeped out. I would like to thank his higher self, who was present with Dawn at that time, to witness and help facilitate this healing. And I'd like to let you know that I wish this person great love and hope that they find the person in this incarnation to help them move forward with the healing, and that I will continue to work through it. I say namaste to his soul, and I really truly do wonderfully hope that he is having a great time and has found the right person to gently step through. So please, I'd appreciate it if you don't send any negative thoughts, because thoughts create tulpas and energy towards the being, the soul that is used in this session, because that's not what we want. Obviously, I have a very long history with this person, with this soul, and I wish no harm. But the main thing for me is first do no harm to self, because we get that wrong quite often. We are so concerned with not harming others that we harm ourselves in the process of trying not to harm others. And so one of the things that you'll get from the session with Dawn is exactly how my ego tried to self-sabotage me through breathing difficulties, aka snoring. And my ego makes me snore the house down when I'm in a relationship where my ego perceives I'm in danger of repeating a past situation. So that was a situation pertaining to me talking to Dawn in between some of the animal healing sessions, because I was like, Dawn, this snoring thing has come to a crisis point. Please help. Let's see what the animals can help me with. And we'll give you another little message in between the two sessions to give you the update. Thanks very much for joining me. It's not often that I share my session, so I hope you find and see the messages between it. For those of you who also wondered why I never did a Starseeds past life session for myself on the Starseeds season in season 5, here's your chance to find out about some of the multidimensional lifetimes that I've had. Once again, don't forget to check out Dawn Katina and go over to her Instagram site. And in one of the recent posts there, you can see her GoFundMe, which I will put in the link. It's just gofund.me/CC51FO53. And you can read all about what Dawn is going through right now. So we sent her much love and I thank her so much for her help with this session. Okay, I think that's about all I'm going to say for now.
So, you know that you're allowing yourself to get comfy in this, I'd like you to just notice that in front of you is a screen. And this screen can appear to you as like a movie theater or any kind of theater, any kind of screen that appears to you just naturally, easily. Just notice what that looks like for you.
I'm getting like an old fashioned movie theater with the big red curtains.
And just notice that it responds to you. So if you feel like it's too close or too far away, just allow it to become a comfortable distance in front of you. You see everything clearly. Okay, one more deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again. And one more. Oh, notice that you can easily breathe within this space. How are you feeling within this container, like, of aquarium now?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling a great big urge to swim, but I'm also feeling a level of fear. So I don't know how I can feel calm but afraid at the same time, but that's the kind of... My stomach is trembling, but the rest of me is...
And that's okay. We allow that to just be as it is. So the first thing I'm being guided to do is to allow those big, beautiful red curtains to open up for your screen. I'd like you to just notice on the screen, there's a past life that wishes to appear to you, and wishes to show you some ability, some past life, that you may not have been completely human. Just allowing yourself to breathe and just allowing it to appear as it is. There's nothing to fear here, only insight to gain. I can feel that there's some concern coming up for you. And I want to assure you that you're completely safe here in this present moment. Whatever you're seeing or are being invited to see is only going to be shown to you for your greatest good and your healing. So what I'm seeing, being guided to share with you, is that there are two dolphins that are here.
Okay.
So just imagine that they're on the screen. We'll just put the dolphins on the screen there. And keep us safe. Respectful, energetic distance as they reintroduce themselves to you. I'm sensing very much like an entourage vibe where they went with you and you were very close to them. How do you feel allowing these dolphins to come a little bit closer to you, just in terms of the screen?
That's fine.
Okay. They're very happy to see you and reconnect with you. And they want to assure you that whatever you're going to be known today from this past life is something that will help you to process and integrate any of the commercial challenges that you're experiencing now. Even if it doesn't seem like it makes sense, even if it seems like it's something fantastic, it is extremely safe for you to feel and acknowledge this past life. Get a sense of where you are in this past life.
So we're in the ocean. We're in a water-based place.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's the same one that I had a vision of about a year ago, but I see the same sort of female figure. I feel like the dolphins used to swim with me, and I had no trouble swimming.
These are actually some happy memories that are to be revealed to you that I'm sensing. Allowing yourself to get in tune with that feeling of being connected to these dolphins. See if you can sense whether you are on Earth or not.
Somewhere where you live underwater all the time. So somewhere where it's normal to breathe underwater.
So whether you were on Earth during that time or not isn't exactly relevant, it's true, but I'm getting the sense that not quite on Earth, or at least in a different sort of dimension. And indeed, whether, so here's again where we're going to give yourself some space to just let yourself see instead of experience. You don't need to relive this. Just allow yourself again to get comfy in that clamshell. The cushion that's underneath you. The cozy pillow that's on your stomach. Another deep breath in. Just becoming aware once again of the screen in front of you. I'd like to invite you now to just see if you can start to notice the figure between the two dolphins that's on the screen. What this looks like. We do not have to experience this physically. Just get to see in your mind's eye.
I see this wrong shape that's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
It's feminine in qualities. But the thing I have, it's magical in qualities, because ever since I saw the clam, I keep getting like a ridiculous fairy wand. It's not a fairy wand, but then I get that my nose is different. It's not like a human nose. It's like some kind of slits, but not slits. Gills, but not gills. It's like it's where a nose would be, but it's so that you can breathe underwater. But it's not disfiguring or ugly. Say, the Dark Lord in Harry Potter. It's sculpted and suited to the shape. But it's something that has ease with moving through the water.
Do you see anything on the sides of the neck?
Okay. And now you point it out, yes. There's something along here.
Yeah.
It's actually right where I have a blockage or a pimple at the moment. think if I could see myself right now, it's right there. Something that assists with the breathing.
The work, got it. Okay, so just take a couple of breaths into this. You're very much breathing in oxygen here on planet Earth right now. Seeing a glimpse of this past life. We're very safe here in this moment. Okay, well done, Katish. So I want to bring your attention and awareness once again to the magical wand and magical properties of this being that you're sensing.
Yeah. What I was confused with is originally I got three names. I got Nintaka, Lemuria, and Sirius. And the Nintaka was confusing me with the mermaid. The Lemuria was confusing me with the magical properties. And I don't know what Syrians look like, but the Syrian seems to feel more embodied with the gills on the side of the neck and the magical properties with some kind of link to the humans and protection. Comes in as protection. I'm not feeling it in my neck.
Okay. Yes, there's some aspect of all three of those that you may... What comes to mind, what I'm getting, is that there was some kind of evolution and progression through all of those places.
I feel like that's why I'm getting confused. I've been on all three, right?
Yes, exactly. So just see if you can tune in to who you were as the most recent evolution of this being. We're just going to ask that to come forward.
The most recent is the princessy figure and the Lemurian. Because Mintaka and Sirius have been very long time ago.
Okay.
If much longer ago than Lemuria. And the Lemuria connects with the crystally, sparkly, wandy, fairy, mermaid-y, magical-y energy. But it doesn't connect with the gills.
You're just tuning into the gills and the ability to breathe underwater. Knowing that you're here right now and you're lungs continue to be filled with oxygen. What are you sensing about these skills? Will this be?
But whenever I imagine the gills, it takes me away from a human-y, mermaid-y form and gives me more of a snaky, real sea creature, a mythical creature, fantastical creature. Yeah, more phoenix-like, not phoenix, but more in that genre than a mermaid, so to speak. Like, I tune into the gills, it's very much all I can see is it's making me want to giggle. My brain keeps going to a snaky sea snake, sea serpent, but I'm thinking that there's a reason there are other dolphins there. And so maybe my brain is trying to interpret something that I might be afraid of onto the picture when it's actually probably a lot more friendly than I could imagine.
Yes. And so let's move any of that energy that's coming up for fear. Where are you feeling that fear in your body? Because you had identified it almost as he who shall not be named energy. And I want you to just tune into where you feel that in your body.
In the nose and the throat.
Okay. So just taking a couple of deep breaths. We're going to pause here for just a second. All you need to do is relax. Just allow yourself to breathe normally. This is all coming to light for its higher purpose. Highest purpose.
My head has really been having a lot of energy, the tip of it, the whole session, just really intense energy up here. So I'm wondering if there's something on top of my head.
There is a guide that is here for you. This is as good a time as ever to introduce. There's a guide that's connected to this that's here to actually invite you to step into more of these magical powers that you have around this past life. Okay. But in order to embody them, there is a degree of trust in letting go of the fear that there's anything wrong or dangerous or anything to fear about this. That with who you are as embodied, who you are today, that even if there was imminent danger as that being, that no longer exists in this present moment.
Okay.
So is there a place that you can feel that sense of trust in what I'm seeing or a resonance at all? Because it needs to, regardless of the words, feel true to you. Just take a moment and tune in.
Behind my breast, apart.
So just keep breathing into that. We're going to keep moving some of the energy. There's more information coming in. And there's time.
Is the guide like a unicorn? A sea creature with a horn? And one of the tools, a narwhal?
Narwhal.
A dolphin with a... on top of the head?
Yeah. What's really interesting is that you and have a connection from this life. And that's why it's so painful for this.
Okay. Well, he's been around a lot. This will be the fourth one that I found. Okay. Am I an owl as well? Or a dolphin?
The hybrid is almost like this higher consciousness, dolphin, mermaid, because you're quite beautiful, right? Like this stunning creature of feminine quality, but definitely of the water, of the ocean, of the sea. But you had the higher consciousness. Dolphins are extraordinarily intelligent. And to top it off, you are interplanetary, and you had also some human-like consciousness as well.
That's where I kick in the human bit. And then that's why my image is blurred, because I see I feel the three sort of distinct components. Because it feels sea creature, it feels mermaid, it feels human, but it feels...
With these magical properties that you had, you were able to do some transfiguration. settle into that and take another deep breath, because this is more being revealed. Let's just tune into the reason why, again, this is being revealed. Because now is the time for you to know this. It is safe to do so. And it's also an activation for you to know that this is safe. And these are more of your inherent magical properties that are coming forward for you to experience in this life. Okay, so you go ahead.
I very definitely am getting like a very swishy kind of a energy at the back like a tail that swishes. That's maybe sparkly. Like in the book Rainbow Fish, where the rainbow fish has little sparkly. Things.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's like because I've never seen this form before, it is all three all at once. And chameleon changes to suit the environment.
And there's also a lot of healing that can be done by bringing all three of these forward, even with the overlapping lives, rather than dealing with them one at a time, because it's just time to integrate that. And so you start feeling better. So it's all in service to you. And so the symptoms were there to get your attention. And to bring this to the head so that you could become more aware of this past life. So I'm being guided to once again direct your awareness, first of all, to the new guide that's here with you. It's going to give you direction and to have this introduction. So are you still feeling that at the top of your head?
It's calm right down now since I mentioned it.
Okay. Kind of like that it's swimming around a little bit.
Yeah, like it's not burning anymore. Like it's not uncomfortable. Yeah, like I'm seeing like blue whirlpools behind my eyes now. I'm supposed to tap into that chakra and the knowledge. Is that right?
Yes.
Not to worry about trying to close it down like humans say, because it being open for me is beneficial. You know how sometimes people tell you that you shouldn't have your chakras too open because it's dangerous? So I'm getting that it's a source of power.
Just take a deep breath. Yes, just take a deep breath as you clear that belief, because chakras are meant to be open, cleared, clear, and balanced. They're definitely meant to be open. So get that breath. And we're just going to open your throat chakra a little bit more. I'm going to just clear that belief away that it's not safe to have your chakras open. Your aura is what protects your chakras.
Oh, I get it. I get that. Somewhere I taught myself that you had to quickly shut them down. It was not safe because of the sacred knowledge that I access through opening them. That's why the treasure chest is in my stomach.
Bringing your awareness to this treasure chest, just allowing in a memory or an experience that reminds you of the beautiful magic from this lifetime. You just gently float up and reveal itself to you on the screen. And just notice what you see, what you hear, bringing your senses into it.
I'm getting that through the top of my head, through what may have been there once before, or and or through this wand from a different lifetime, that I can project magical rainbow-like light forward. That heals with this rainbow-like colors that which it is projected onto. It's linked to a fairy realm or some kind of a fairy magical. It's trying to show me that fantastical fairy magical that I haven't allowed myself to believe.
Does it feel safe for you to connect with the wand? Actually feel like you might be holding it, at least in your mind's eye.
Yeah, I see it very clearly. It's like a meticulous white thing with a star that sparkles. Sorry, I know it's not ridiculous, but it's a hybrid of every version of a wand that a small child has ever dreamt of, including things that your mind might dream of, from like I dream of genie and
what does your inner child feel about seeing this wand?
She like sticks her nose on the thumb on the nose and goes like this. Told you so. And like I told you, I could sprout rainbows. Like I get this sensation, this feeling that has to do with healing timelines of humanity. I wanted to say myself first, I don't want to say others second, but I got that was thinking too small.
Yourself first. No.
Yeah. So self is it's I'm supposed to be able to not see shifting timelines as an abstract concept, but as a reality.
Yes, and there's more that the wand can do. And what I'm seeing is your cute inner child, she's picking up the wand and she's actually using it on the sides of your neck. but waiting for your permission.
Okay, permission granted.
Just once again, breathing into that, allowing it to happen, receive. So embracing this magical side of you that's very safe and letting go of any of the blocks or the fear that's associated.
I've got an image of an Egyptian woman. No, she's not Egyptian. African woman. Those tribes where the ladies have the all the jewelry up their neck, and if they take the neck, the jewelry, the rings off, the necks actually break. I got the feeling when she sparkled that thing that all the jewelry fell down, but my neck was safe. Do you know what I mean? Like,
how is your neck still a little?
Left side, left gland up there is feeling like it's storing something there.
Tune into that.
Is that where there's a gill?
Yes.
Right there? Yeah. So I'm feeling like it wants to be reopened.
But it's only with your permission and that understanding that it is safe and it's an energetic opening.
No, but again, then it's part of this. So I've always wanted to scuba dive and snorkel, because I love the ocean, but I've never been able to get the stupid thing down my throat because it's always made me gag and I can't breathe underwater. I've always found it hard to swim because I couldn't breathe underwater. And I feel like is connected to that. So it's a release that will help all of that.
Yeah. And it makes sense because it would feel very unnatural to have to use some kind of device or apparatus. So just letting go of any fear or resistance. I'm just relaxing into it.
So my human sees it as a blockage, like gross pus or whatever, but my magical sees it as seaweed that's trying to get out that then turns into sparkles. If some little kid attached a set of streamers to a air conditioning vent.
Yep. There you go. Oh, releasing that. So, would you be willing to allow it to be that easy?
And she just went through my throat. Okay, and then I got another visual, which was like a mermaid trying to pull a cork out of a champagne bottle. She's struggled to get it off, but she's got it off.
Letting that run its course.
Oh, and when I see, you know, how the barrier reef is dying in Australia? It's all the dead coral. And I'm seeing, like, releasing that allows rejuvenation.
Yes, and accepting this part of yourself allows healing to take place for you and any.
But I got another image. I've always paid attention to women who wear jewelry that sits where the stone that they're wearing sits right in that, have defined collarbones, and it sits right in that space. Sorry? Yeah. So we're pressing right now. There's something there too. So when I press in there, I can breathe deeper. So I often forget to breathe.
Let's just invite and call in the ease of being able to breathe here in the oxygen. Just as easy as it was to breathe underwater and clearing away any and all trauma and anything that would get in the way. Breathing easier. Breathing easy.
Is it something there, an initiation, a rite of passage, a medal, a symbol of something?
Yeah, I'm getting almost like a locket, like a promise.
Yeah, I'm seeing a locket now.
The resume? Does it resonate for you that it is connected to you?
Yes, well, I got straight away, but I didn't want to impose it.
Well, that's okay. I wanted to make sure that you were just allowing your body to clear a little bit more, but his presence is here. His higher self is here. There's a little bit more energy clearing to do. Yeah.
It's compartments.
It's your only time of quite some time. Many lives.
Everything always dies.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That was a lot of fear. I'm always the one left behind. And I'm always the male, but this might be the early time that I was the female.
what I'm getting, what I'm sensing, and I want you to check in for yourself, but within this locket, there is a problem here.
A problem or
a promise?
Yeah, I got a promise too.
Yeah. Not a problem, the promise for the problem, to resolve the problem.
Let's see. My brain is superimposing this, but I want to say Gillyweed, like in that scene from Harry Potter where the Triwizard Cup and they have to go under the lake to fetch the people who are dying, them, and they have to come up with the solutions on how to breathe. And Harry gets the Gillyweed. But I was seeing it in the form of a dried herb or something. But I don't know if there's another layer behind that. Dill. It looks like dill.
I'm seeing it. I'm absolutely seeing it. And I'm also just continuing to see the lock and that there's a magical kind of promise. It's essentially a vow that the two of you created within this locket. And this locket and the vow that was created was to resolve and to break the karmic cycle of abandonment. And to let go of what used to continue to happen, and the grief and the pain that you're still experiencing, because you're being traumatized, my dear, by something that has happened in another life. It hasn't even happened. It's not happened yet.
Sounds ridiculous, a love vow.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not ridiculous at all. That's exactly what it is.
It's like, I don't know if you've seen the current. Sorry for all the Harry Potter analogies, but in the current Fantastic Beasts movie, Dumbledore has the blood vow with Grindelwald or whatever his name is. That can't be broken, not to harm each other. But it's like a version of that. That's different.
I'm getting what I can relate to you, but I'm honestly sensing this vow of pure love and intention. But this isn't something that's meant that needs to be clear that this was something that was done very specifically to help the two of you to let go of that karmic cycle of abandonment. That's why I'm repeating it. And it's the message is consistent. It's becoming more clear that, and I can see the mark on your neck right now, Katish, that would be there right now. As if it was there right now. So there is something that is coming through for you to become aware that the cycle of abandonment and leaving you alone with your grief and your sorrow and the struggle is meant to come to light, that you're not experiencing that anymore and that's not going to continue. And that she's showing up for you even in ways that are uncomfortable for you, but are showing you that he's here.
And I also got it from the minute that I met him, that he's has this cough and that it's linked to grief.
Yes.
That grief. Yeah. Which has been healing in my presence, but he's not open to the past life stuff at the moment.
Well, you better him to be, because you're going to be feeling both of you. The energy is really intense now. Keep breathing. So there's a strong connection from the past that the two of you kept repeating this cycle, and you knew each other all the way back through the interplanetary, the being different beings, the breathing underwater, and the grief that you both carry in your respiratory systems from this, from needing to say goodbye so many times. Now, I'm trying to get a clear sense of when the locket was created, but it seems to me that it was something that the two of you did in a life between lives.
Okay.
Because the aim is to remind you of the power that you have already tapped into, and the fear that's coming up in the reunion with him that this can repeat is meant to actually be cleared and healed like pretty much immediately, which is why I was guided to see you today as soon as possible, because there's nothing there to fear. The vow that the two of you have is there as long as you intend it, as you intend it. And you had already created it in between the lives so that it wasn't going to repeat. You had decided that experience was enough, that you learned what you needed to do from that. And the grief that's here for you now is just to remind you of your power. And that this is over. You're safe. He's safe. The physical symptoms that the both of you have been battling with are sabotage so that you don't experience the same. But it's only your ego that's telling you that you're going to experience it the same. There's a part of your soul that knows what's in this locket. But what we do know from this locket is that it's something that the two of you created to essentially break a pattern that has already been broken, and that you're living in a different way now in this life. And the locket is there to remind you of that promise. Okay. So we're going to energetically just put that into your treasure chest. So just allowing that to happen, and just give me a little nod when you feel like,
yeah, it's gone because I got a big, deep processing in my stomach.
Beautiful.
I literally got the noise in my chest. Like the chest just swallowed it.
The body is processing a lot. Well, let's turn back then just to the screen that's in front of you. See if once again you can sense those two dolphins there, smiling at you, holding space for you. And just allowing that energy of those dolphins to just fill you up energetically. Their love for you, their love of life. Just seeing if you can be willing to give yourself, well, even just a little bit more permission to let go of anything else that's holding, that you're holding on to, that could be healed in this session. Just by receiving this energy from these beautiful dolphin guides that are here with you. Just letting those dolphins once again swim around you and just appreciating their playfulness. See if you can just take a deep breath and relax the space between your eyes. So they're just guiding me to let you know that when you feel that sense of seriousness, call them. Just like you would call Malachite if you need assistance for what he's there to help you with, you're going to call these two beautiful dolphins to remind you to embrace your playful side, that it's safe, beneficial, and you're allowed to have fun. And they're going to pop up and they're going to swim around you and put some sunglasses on and make you giggle and remind you that you don't need to hurt yourself to. When you have fun, you don't need to punish yourself for having fun. That having fun is your birthright. And just take a couple of deep breaths, because I'm going to do some clearing in your Akashic records. Just observe, watch these dolphins swimming around you, just doing their amazing and silly, playful tricks, magic. This includes inviting in any sexual energy as well. That can be considered play. That can be considered fun. And I'm going to just cut any and all cords and tethers with Archangel Michael's help between the two of you, Colin and yourself, for anything that might be preventing that. Any of those cords and tethers out, root and seed. Setting you free to have fun, playful, romantic, beautiful relationship. Okay, my dear, I'm checking in with you. Taking another big deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. Just one and breathe. And just tuning in to your body and to the space around your throat, around your neck. Breathing into it and just allowing any and all energy to come through, do a final balancing and clearing. So within your safe, sacred space that has appeared to you today, I'd like you to now just visualize and see once again your treasure chest. And just bringing awareness to it and allow anything that's come through from this session, including anything that you've seen on the screen or any memories or emotions that has appeared, gently flow into the treasure chest, where all of this can continue to be processed and integrated and healed. So you can move on with your life, knowing that this is a healing, this is a clearing, and that the work for today is done. When you feel complete with that, just give me a little nod. Feel free to take your time.
And there's something going on in my ear, left ear.
Okay, so there's a final message. I'm tuning into your ear and what you're meant to hear. What's coming through for you?
Listen to the dolphin light language.
What does that sound like?
Very high pitched. Very bubbly. Shrill. Friendly, happy.
How does it feel when you listen to it?
Free.
Okay, so that was the first session that we had. And what I would like to preface before you see the next part of the session is free will. Free will is the most important thing that we have here on Earth. And you cannot, even when you heal yourself and the higher self of another person is involved in the situation of the healing, you cannot control the reactions of the other person in this situation. What you will see is the next session, which occurred after the relationship ended. There is nothing here to blame on Dawn Katina. Dawn Katina is a brilliant healer. It's simply the soul wished for this way to heal, but the incarnation personality, the person who I was dating, wasn't ready. He has real reins. He can't make anybody do anything. And the best thing, the true definition of love is to let them do whatever they need to do. Because you need to do what you need to do as well. It can be devastating, but they need to do what they need to do. Namaste.
So now gently bring your attention to your container and just notice what your container looks like, how it appears to you today. And when you're ready, please describe it.
Oh, the treasure chest one?
Yes.
Okay. It's still the typical old-fashioned treasure chest that like you would find in medieval king's palace or under the bottom of the sea. It's still both of that. It's still the wooden chest with the panels.
So I'd like to gently now bring your attention to just if there's anything within the container that's ready to gently float up and appear to you on the screen.
Very quickly, an Ankh. Isis's Ankh.
I don't know. Is that hers? Isis? Unk? It's that Unk.
Yes, and with it, there's a very strong presence.
Sorry, I'm just really getting very heavy violet flame at the moment, so behind my eyes. So I have to stop and receive the violet flame before I even do what I need to do with the Unk, but my eyes are just like purple. Just
won't need to apologize.
Okay, that's fine. I was just told by Christy Iris to drink the liquid potion. That's when how the violet flame will be integrated today. And I did, and then it's being purple behind my eyes. It was consumed instead of anything else.
You're ready to take your attention back to the screen. Hey, how is this appearing to you? What are the qualities of it?
I want to say it's white, but it's metallic and it's old. And I can't decide if it's attached to an anchor or a very heavy necklace, but there's something attached to it.
Now, working with yourself, see if this resonates, because it's highly unusual that it would be. But is it a key?
No, it's not a key, but it represents the keyhole.
It represents what?
The keyhole. So the Unk is the shape of the keyhole.
Yes.
You have to put the key into the Unk. Does that make sense? The middle of the Unk is the keyhole.
I fully understand that. I the sense there's something. So now that we're aware of that, how is it revealing to you? What are you seeing?
The key goes into the Unk, and the Unk turns into the holographic heart, which is like a strawberry jam, a jelly tart, strawberry tort, like those French tort. So the strawberries, the jam, it's on the sorry, endlessly amusing my brain. That's what I'm putting the key into.
So you have the key already?
Yeah. As soon as you mentioned it, it appeared.
What did it be like?
It feels like the heart is mushy. Like the key doesn't fit the heart because the heart got ruined. Broken. Like a smashed up cake.
It's okay. Let yourself grow in your space and your comfort. Trust that you're being guided and you're grounded here and you're safe. In your safe, sacred space. Just connect back in with that. Feel the seat and the moss surrounding you and the flowers that are there supporting you and Gaia. And the angels, beings of light that are here providing support, assistance, healing. Now, there's one who's walking beside you as you explore this. Who is that? He says, I'm right here with you.
Is it I?
What does it feel like to you?
Of the cat. The black cat, the non-Max.
Yes, our Egyptian friend.
Couldn't see because I was looking up instead of down. It's down.
But just take a moment to acquaint yourself, boyfriend. Very friendly.
Yeah, he's doing that thing that Max does where he just constantly rubs himself around your ankle and then tries to lie on your feet.
You know, coming back to the blackhead, the non-Max. So I'm wondering if he would like to tell you his name. Or more painted. There's a grid of light being flowed around you.
The name that's coming into my head doesn't make sense. It's Osiris. That's not a cat's name.
That's okay. Doesn't have to make sense or be a cat-like name.
And then the rest of the stuff that I keep getting is just a noble one. And then like a cat-like language, which I can't understand at all yet.
How is that coming to you? Light language, as we know, is more of a vibration than anything else. So how are you experiencing?
I'm seeing the tongue and the energy from the tongue, which is when you speak the Slytherin, speak parcel talk, parcel tongue. It's an energetic sensation of you can see the energy moving from the tongue, not hear it.
Feel that.
Like it comes out in white waves of energy.
Or is it warm?
Calm.
So if we were to promote this noble cat, Osiris or Cirrus, which does he prefer? Is that his name? Is that what he prefers to be called? Even if it doesn't make sense?
Yeah, hard sound. Osiris.
Osiris. Where?
Lord to you. Got a sense of humor, this one.
It does. Very distinctive.
Lord of the cats, he says.
Osiris, noble one, lord of the cats, we are very appreciative of your gracious presence and with your communication. Katish, I understand that you have a long-standing relationship. I myself have known you, and I feel very blessed for this honoring of your presence as well. For our purposes today, as I understand you can greatly sense, would you be willing to share with us a bit of your story and what your purpose is and your visitation? We would be very honored by hearing it.
I'm getting yes, but he wants to come through you if that's okay, because the channel will be more direct. It's up to you.
I can feel him very much. Well, a standing relationship that I've had with him as well. I consent to that. He speaks in cat puns, like being quite particular and pernicious, and desires to bring positive energy and a lot of a big sense of humor and lightness to this. He does have a very specific message for you, though, and wants this to be intrinsically linked to your purposes for healing today. And okay. Asks and requests that you keep breathing into the light language. And if any emotion comes up, trust that's what is meant to come up for your healing. There have been many lifetimes that he's appeared as a cat, but has obviously many energetic connections to humanity and to ancient Egypt, and even before that, he stood on the Council of Creation and is one of the original representations of the sacred feline. He's great manifestation prowess, he says, and desires to emit that to you in this connection, in your curiosity for what was meant to be revealed, your curiosity for what is ending, and for what is beginning. And with that, he says that if you choose, what is in the locket may be revealed for your healing.
I choose.
So there's a great deal of energy that's flowing out just by this locket being opened. And it's always been your choice as much as any manifestation of that there ever was to open it and to keep what's in the locket safe and sacred. But the vows that were created within the locket were meant to be placed there with the greatest and most sacred of love. There's something that is being broken and being healed by the locket being opened. And in this, I'm just getting this great sense of heart healing and you being able to take back your power from anything that you gave to this. I just continue to see, and Osiris is just watching and holding space for this deep emerald green energy to continue to flow and flow out of this and be returned to you. Because as we know, even in the astral realm, when we make promises and we come here to fulfill those promises to the best of our ability, there are other people, other energies involved, and that means that free will is involved. there was the great potential for something to happen in this lifetime for the two of you to come together, but there was all. This was only one of the possibilities for what you want to create in your love life in this lifetime. Which means that I'm getting a big nod from him that you will have the fulfillment and you don't have to compromise and settle in any way. And what is coming into your life next comes with that vibration and energy even more so from letting go of any and all vows, any and all attachments, and any and all energy that was locked up in this representation. Just continue to breathe as this is returned to you. And with this and your permission, we're going to go a little bit deeper into the Akashic Record and open the book of your soul. Any and all vows and agreements that were made that are no longer of service to you and to your highest good and through your soul's desires. If you are ready now to release anything that that is and represents, with your consent, so shall it be.
I agree, but I have a great need to know what they were.
Okay. Are there any words that are coming for you, or would you like me to relay what I am sensing?
I'd like you to relay.
There was an agreement between you and the soul, the representation of, and he has come in many lifetimes, as we know, that you would no longer experience the abandonment through him. You created this locket as a representation of that promise. You made a very deep promise for that, and he agreed, but he's not ready to fulfill that promise, which is why you took precautions for your own evolution and your heart space, that if that was to be the case once again, then you would not go unfulfilled. And that is why there are three. You are now knowing and experiencing. And this was a representation as well for you to understand that you always have choice and power, and there are an unlimited amount of choices. And three is just one number, when in fact there are an infinite amount of possibilities. However, you came into this experience, this life experience, with a desire to connect with these three souls